Hello there, you're listening to Record of Change. Record of Change listens to 8 individuals located across the world about how their lives have been twisted by the COVID-19 pandemic. My name is An Huy Tran, and well, you have probably heard me in season 1, and I am back to be the host of this episode, this time from Germany. Being a clueless researcher myself, I usually have little idea of what I am writing or reading in my daily tasks. But the person who I am talking to today always needs to know exactly what he's doing for his job, because he holds the responsibility for the safety of many people as an aviation pilot. Joining us this episode is Quang Đạt Nguyễn, an aviation pilot based in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, who is also a very well writer and travel blogger. This episode was recorded in early November 2020, when the COVID-19 situation in several European countries has been worsened with high infected cases and new lockdown regulations. On the other hand, in Vietnam, it has been close to 3 months without any new COVID transmission within the community, and life seems to start going back to the normal track. Although domestic air travel in Vietnam has witnessed an increased rate during summertime, it doesn't mean that the aviation industry and the people working in it don't face challenges. Dad will share with us his perspectives on the changes, not only in his job, but also his lifestyle and habits.
My name is Dad. I'm 29 years old. I'm currently working as an airline pilot based in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. I've been working in this role for 9 years. At the moment, working as a captain for a company called Pacific Airlines.
What motivated you at the first place to start a career as a pilot?
In Vietnam, the aviation industry has been blooming for the last maybe 15 years. And since I started 10 years ago, at that time, it opened up a lot of opportunities that's very good for young people like myself. For example, like myself, I got a sponsorship of up to 90% of my tuition fee to be a pilot. And also another motivation was my family. I have family members that worked in the aviation industry before. All that, and with a bit of luck, I have started in 2010.
So you have been working since 2010, which means by now you have been working for 10 years in the aviation industry, right? Seems to me like you started out very young as a pilot. How did you feel about that, like having the role of aviation captain at a very young age?
When I think about all the achievement that I've got so far, I feel extremely lucky because I feel like I was born in the right country to work as pilot. If I had been born in different country, there would have been no opportunities like this for a 19 years old to start work as an airline pilot. So I feel extremely lucky. However, as anywhere, if you want to reach that stage, there's a lot of work to be put into studying and practicing. So it's not an easy path, but to be able to be on the path is very lucky.
I think young people now have a lot of opportunities how to choose their career path. And I think being not only one of your friends, but also knowing you for such a long time, I think somehow over the year, I have seen that you have chosen the right path for you. Now you are working in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, and by the little half of 2020, the whole world has been so familiarized with the COVID-19 pandemic. How is the COVID-19 pandemic in Vietnam at the moment?
At the moment in the country, we have just over 1,000 cases. But luckily, most of the cases so far, it's been people coming from the overseas and they get us isolated and quarantined. I think it's been almost 60 days without any transmission inside the communities. So it's been really, really good. Overall this year, I think this all started in Vietnam around March when we start seeing cases that came back from Europe, and we have seen transmission between people in the communities. And it's been a long and emotional ride for everyone, especially, I mean, even in here in Vietnam, when we only have more than 1,000 cases, because similar to other countries, we have seen two waves of COVID-19. I think during May, June, we thought that we have won, and it's been almost 100 days without any transmission happened in the communities. And we all felt like our life has been back like it used to. And then we saw the second wave, which worse than the first one. And then once again, we get it under control. At the moment, we are getting our life back again, but you can see the caution out there when people still wearing masks. The travel restriction is still somehow between Vietnam and other countries.
I guess as a person who is highly mobile due to your jobs as a pilot, I think you also not only fly domestically but also internationally, right? And now with all of the travel restrictions, how has your job or your duty as a captain changed?
It's been quite difficult, to be honest, to anyone who worked in aviation industry. In April, all our operation has stopped within our airlines, so there's no flight at all. Everything stopped, and people was worried about losing their jobs and not getting paid. And even now, when everything seems to be back to normal, the incomes of everyone who works in aviation is significantly reduced because aviation is one of the most affected industry out there. For traveling matters itself, I have always been a person who's every time I get 1 week vacation, for example, I go somewhere, mostly overseas. This year it was unfortunate, but again, I still try my best to travel domestically to other places in Vietnam that I haven't been to, or go back to some place that I like. So things, I mean, it's not as good as before, but it could be much worse.
If there is a comparison between your work life before the pandemic and your work life now, what are the biggest changes have you seen?
Well, for us as a pilot, airlines pilot in a Asian country, we have always been very optimistic about our career because it forecasts for the next 40 years, Asia will be always short of pilots. And 2020 hits, and the first time in many people life, many pilots life, that it hits them like, oh, I actually can lose my job, and it's not always go up. So as an airline pilot now, people are very worrying because they are highly paid employees and valuable to most of the countries. So the thing is, I guess people can be nervous, but they once again should think of this as just a holdback, because once the pandemic get under control, everything will be back to normal and even develop much faster rate than before. And we have seen the recovering of economy everywhere, and especially in aviation. I think maybe not in the near future, maybe not in 2021, but eventually you will see a bounce back with aviation.
You have just mentioned about how people start to question the vulnerabilities of their career as pilots. Has it ever occurred to you? Have you asked that question to yourself during the pandemic?
Of course, I have, but I'm lucky enough to be quite young still. So at the moment, I'm 29. I don't have family. I don't have kids. So things for me are or have been slightly less difficult than I know to many other people. And to all the qualification and all the hard work I put into my career so far, I'm quite confident that once again it's a holdback. It could be everyone wants to forget this year, but eventually things will be back to normal. And when that happens, they once again need highly trained, highly valuable employees like ourselves. So yes, I have thought about it, but not too worried about it. Plus, maybe a minor point is I was, I think, smart enough to actually have some saving. And that helps because it would be terrible if you don't have saving in this time.
Well, I can totally tell you about that because I haven't been saving that much before this year. And then normally I would travel around, and this year we couldn't. And then only by middle of this year that I started to save up a little bit because I think, yeah, maybe it's time to do that. But well, you are definitely smarter than me in doing so way earlier.
Maybe just luckier. And I think talking about change, I think that is one of the things that I feel young people in Vietnam, after this whole pandemic thing, there will be one thing in their mind that's definitely going to change. It's because even we are living in an Asian country, and saving is something that people think we born with that mentality. But no, because the economy has been growing so fast in the last 20 years, and no one think there will be a day that when you actually not going to earn the money that you used to earn, and everything just always go up. So I think 2020 will be a year that everyone will learn a lesson about you cannot rely too much on credit, on loans, on future earnings. I mean, you can, but then you still have to have a backup plan, like our parents. I think our parents will be very happy because they won't be able to teach us a lesson about saving, but 2020 definitely can.
Exactly. I mean, like all the sayings from our parents about, oh, you have to keep saving or you just need to start saving. It's nothing in comparisons to the first-hand experiences of 2020, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately.
As I know, Vietnam actually experienced only one time of nationwide lockdown from the start of the pandemic, right? And it is also known as one of the few countries that has been handling the pandemic pretty well in comparisons to other countries in the world. But how is the airline industry in Vietnam looking at the moment? Because even though, as you said, economy somehow shown signs of recovering and there are no national lockdowns anymore in Europe at the moment, there are so many countries that are going into lockdown right now, like in Germany, where I'm at right now. So, of course, in these countries where there are lockdowns, the aviation industry is completely frozen. But how is the situation of the airline industry in Vietnam at the moment?
All the airlines in Vietnam is forecasting big loss in 2020, but we're still again very lucky because Vietnam have the population of almost 100 million people, and we actually have a domestic market that we can still relying on, not like places like Singapore or Hong Kong. When you start seeing airlines like lately, maybe the last couple of weeks, you probably heard about Dragonair has filed for the bankruptcy. So we have been lucky, but once again, airlines or travel industry is very vulnerable during the pandemic. We have gone from the growing rate of more than 10% every year to, I don't know, minus something this year. I didn't read the report, but a lot of people were put into leave without pay. But I can see that the airlines in here, they are trying their best to keep people, to at least help them keep their job, knowing in 6 months or a year time, they can bring everyone back when the pandemic is under control. I can see that very clearly because everyone have big hope that it's going to bounce back. So we're just holding our breath and let's just all forget about 2020. However, it's probably called silver linings. Before the second wave, the domestic market during summertime, we actually have never seen, what should I say, the capacity of domestic market actually grew comparing to past year, because everyone who couldn't travel overseas during summertime, they travel domestic. So it was very busy. It was extremely busy during summer, not like other countries. So that is really good sign. However, the second wave hit right during July, and then it reduced significantly again. And now, when things start to get under control, there's no longer high season, there's no longer summer. So it is going to be very difficult here. But even 2021, I think with the forecast, with the resumes of international sectors, things will still be difficult because what we have seen in Europe so far, the same waves start to hit all the country very badly. We here in Asia, we are relying on tourists from Europe and from America. So it depends on whether or not the country in Asia being able to create like travel bubble between safe country or not is what decides can we recover quickly during 2021 or not.
Right. So after the first wave, you mentioned that during the summer it was quite a busy season for domestic air traveling in Vietnam. So regarding the protocols and the procedures of conducting a flight, the whole cabin crews, do they have to change their ways of workings or their procedures when you go on a plane? And then do you also have to, as a captain, change your announcement to the passengers? Because it's not as before anymore, right?
Yeah, since March, we have implemented a lot of new procedures regarding air travels. Everyone on the plane will have to require to wear masks, including cabin crew, pilots, passengers. So with this, actually, air traveling is very safe if everyone's wearing masks. It's reduced significantly the infection risk. And also the air in the aircraft, the ventilation system is actually helping to prevent the transmission of virus. So air traveling is considered quite safe, provided that everyone complying with all the rules and regulations. And those rule and regulation has been implemented since March, and most of them have not changed, except the social distancing policies, which only allow a certain number of passengers in one row. So let's say everyone will have to sit one seat or two seats apart from each other. That's gone. Now we can actually have full planes of passengers, but everyone will have to wear masks. So yeah, for us, you can see the big change in procedures when we're doing repatriation flight. So we are still doing repatriation flight to bring Vietnamese people overseas back to the country. So the crew will have to wear protective suit.
Yeah, the full PPE, right?
Yeah.
Personal protective suit or equipment.
Yeah. And then they will be isolated in the designated facility after getting back to Vietnam. So it is very, I wouldn't say comfortable duty for them, but we are seeing more and more repatriation flights back to Vietnam. And the crew, we are now seeing that as part of our norm to having to do international flight and then getting isolated and quarantined after getting back to the country. So that is, I think, the biggest change, or might say the biggest challenge, because you may be away from your families and friends for up to 2 weeks after one flight that you did to, let's say, Singapore and back or Taipei and back.
And certainly, if you're doing repatriation flight, you are also putting yourself at risk, right? Because you don't know whether there is a person with the virus on the plane or not.
Yeah, even the risk is very, very, very small. I think the crew, they are well trained enough to know the risk are extremely small if they comply with all the procedures. However, what has been the problem is, let's say their neighbors, people living in the same building, knowing they've been doing, let's say, flight to other country, some of them get discriminated from doing that. I mean, the crew actually, back when everything was bad during March or April, they get discriminated because they're just being an airline's crew. That's actually not popular, but it happened. I think now maybe it is a lot better when people start seeing crew doing repatriation flight as a way they are helping the communities, helping people to get back to their families and and their loved one and to their country. So hopefully there will be more repatriation flights until we have other solutions to get people travel between country and countries.
Talking about repatriation flights, I traveled back from Japan to Germany 2 months ago, so in September, and it was a 12-hour flight, direct flight. And what I've been having on my mind at that time is that the cabin crew would wear the whole full PPE suit during the whole flight. I flew with Lufthansa and the cabin crew just wear gloves and face masks. And then when it compared to the images that I saw on the internet about airlines that comes to Vietnam, it is very different because the images that I see are basically people wearing full PPE suits and then they are very well prepared. And then I thought to myself, if I ever go back to Vietnam from Germany and then I have to wear that suit for 12 or 13 hours, if even it is a direct fly, that would not be a nice experience at all. With that thought in mind, I thought, well, the cabin crew who are actually helping people to go back to Vietnam are doing a great job. I was very shocked when I heard that like there were discriminatory practices that these cabin crews had to experience just because they are cabin crew.
Yeah, it is understandable though. I mean, obviously people will think, okay, they're cabin crew, they are flying to countries that have COVID cases. And even on the plane, there's the same Vietnam Airlines, they're doing repatriation flight to the country and they're bringing, let's say, 300 people with known to be COVID positive back to the country. So the crew know that their planes definitely have COVID positive people. So I mean, people have right to be scared, obviously, because the crew are more exposed to the risk than the other people. So I'm not blaming them, honestly, but because of that, I have more respect to all the people who have decided to take a bit of risk. Either it's with discrimination between neighbors, other people, or to the virus itself. So it's been very brave. And especially for the country like Vietnam, when you hardly have any transmission inside the communities, being exposed to COVID-19 is something extremely big. And yeah, that's probably why people are scared.
When was the last international flight that you did?
Before COVID?
So it has been almost a year or like 10 months?
January, February.
So it was around 9 to 10 months of like just doing your jobs rather internationally, but domestically.
Yeah.
That would actually be such a big change to your job experiences, right?
I wouldn't say a big change in a way because aviation is very international. It's a very international industry. Working in, let's say, flying into Hanoi from Ho Chi Minh City is very similar to flying to Hong Kong or Taipei. So the procedures are very, very similar, very well organized, well internationally regulated. So people would think flying international and domestic is different, but it's basically on the same concept, same procedures.
Another question is about your personal life. How has your personal life changed during the pandemic?
I obviously have less money to spend. So that changed my habit. I probably thought more about saving. Try to not use up to my saving. And also, I went to places that I never thought of going before. Because before 2020, every time I have the time off, I'm thinking, okay, where should we go? Which country should we visit? Now it's more like, let's find out which place is interesting that we haven't been to in Vietnam, which again, it's another kind of fun. It's been good. I'm sorry to what happened. I mean, obviously financially and everything, but obviously I've learned precious lessons in 2020 that if it didn't happen, then I don't know, would I ever be able to learn?
Yeah. Well, at least you are having a very positive thoughts or perspectives to what happened. And I mean, it is the kind of positivity that people should have in dealing with these kind of things. At the moment, it's almost the end of 2020 and the virus has not gone away, and then it's going to be, I think, until at least mid-2021. So I think learning your lessons and then adapting your lifestyle and knowing what works well during this time of uncertainty is definitely a good thing to know about. One last question before we catch up with you once again after a few months to see how have you changed is, what do you think about the next few months, about the next 3 or 4 months? Do you think there would be some significant change in your life, or do you plan to do something in the next 3 or 4 months?
Yes, I have some plan in my head, and I'm hoping it's going to happen career-wise. The next 4 months is going to be quite important, and I'm quite optimistic about the next 4 months. I think it's going to be once again better. And looking at the whole pandemic thing, I believe in Vietnam in particular, the way they're controlling, how well they've been controlling the situation. I think the next 4 months we'll start to see even more recovery in all the sectors, and hopefully that would happen. I mean, once again, I'm having an optimistic view about the next 4 months, even 6 months.
You have just mentioned that you think that the next 4 months would be quite important in which ways?
I just have taken a new steps on my career, which I will have to work on, and it's still very new and it's still very challenging. So I will have to do a lot of studies and adapting. So that will take more time. I will be busier in the next 4 months. So it's more about career. It's very technical. It's hard to share.
I understand that. So right now we are talking when you are an aviation captain, and let's see in the next 4 months, the next time we'll talk, which new roles that we will be able to see.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, finger crossed. And yeah, well, finger crossed to the pandemic as well. I'm jealous of you being able to stay in Vietnam at the moment, because all I want now is, well, to be able to go out normally and then meet people occasionally and then meet my friends, but things are not going as planned here in Europe.
Well, I guess we have to take things in a hard way to eventually get in a better way.
I think in 2020 we learned a lot of important questions, and I think one of the important questions for me is to how to handle being inside for such a long time and not meeting people. It has been nice being able to, well, talk and meet you, even though it is online. We haven't been able to see each other face to face, but it has been nice and fun talking and meeting with you and learn more about your career and your experiences during the pandemic.
Hopefully things in Europe get better soon, because one of the things that I miss is to going back to Europe soon. So finger crossed. Hopefully 2021, you never know. I'll come and visit if I can.
Please do. Finger crossed. This was episode 4 in season 2 of Record of Change with me, An Huy Trần, and aviation captain Quang Đạt Nguyễn. Stay tuned for the following episodes of Record of Change, in which we will catch up once again with Alkis, the vegan restaurant owners in Athens, Greece, and how his business has been going during and after the summer. Follow us on your favorite podcast provider and find out more about the stories behind on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or our website, recordofchange.com. This podcast is implemented with and by members of the Bosch Alumni Network, a community that brings together former and current fellows, grantees, and staff members of the Robert Bosch Stiftung and its partners.